What to do about weeds, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Protecting our recreational lands from invasive, noxious weeds. Those who enjoy great recreational opportunities are urged to help fight the threat of invasive, noxious weeds. As an example, Oregon has created an Invasive Weed Awareness Week. A key message is that in order to keep our public lands a recreational paradise, it's imperative that invasive, noxious weeds don't get established where people hike, bike, hunt, fish, and generally enjoy our natural resources. Tim Butler manages the Oregon Department of Agriculture's Noxious Weed Control Program.
I think oftentimes people think of invasive noxious weeds as weeds in their lawn or garden or an agricultural problem. And what we're trying to emphasize this year is the importance that these things impact all Oregonians and our natural resources, in recreation in particular.
Here's natural resources specialist Kent McAdoo at University of Nevada Cooperative Extension.
Invasive weeds typically outcompete more desirable vegetation, the vegetation that we value for anything from livestock to wildlife habitat, to the landscape vegetation that we like as recreationists and so on.
ODA's Tristan Berg hopes recreationalists realize the key role that they play in prevention.
Whether it's your boat tires, your boots, your horse, you could be hunting gear, firewood, kayaking, pretty much anything that you enjoy doing outside could be a way of spreading noxious weeds unintentionally.
Use common sense steps like cleaning anything that might pick up weed seeds and carry them to other locations. David Sparks.